1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Claire and Sam.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on Riverina's MIA Hit 99.7.
And Claire, if there was any country that should be worried about some sort of kangaroo apocalypse, it would be us.
Oh, for sure. I mean,
does this sound familiar? Takes a while, doesn't it? Skippy! The beautiful kangaroo. Turns out, Claire, got some facts to share with you. There are 47 million kangaroos in Australia.
Are you serious?
And that makes only about, what, 25, 26 million of Australians. So they're doubling the numbers that we've got. So if there was any country that should be worried about possibly being taken over, really extreme. This is not going to happen. But if there was any country that should be worried, it should be us, right?
Well, that means there's two kangaroos per person, yeah, in Australia. I mean, I don't know if I could fight two kangaroos at once.
Well, you're wrong, because it's the South American country who is most worried about being invaded by kangaroos. It is Uruguay.
Why?
This all started with a tweet.
A tweet surfaced to life
by some lovely Uruguayan, I don't know what they call them, local.
Yeah.
And the tweet read, I love the internet, the population of Uruguay is 3,457,000 inhabitants. In Australia alone, there are 47 million kangaroos. That means that if the kangaroos decide to invade Uruguay, who knows why, each Uruguayan has to fight with 14 kangaroos. So it's 1v14.
I feel like he just found an animal that doesn't have a large supply and just thought, like, has a large enough supply but not too large and just thought, well, if this animal...
Yeah, that's a very good point. It is a sheeter. How dare you assume a male?
Well, you
sexist.
Know.
So it's pretty funny. They are 13,000 kilometres away, but it didn't stop the internet from, you know, manifesting something.
Oh, yeah, understandably.
It would have got some people riled up, because I'm sure not everyone realises what the internet is for. Absolutely taking the piss. So it ended up being, you know, developed into quite a bit. And some facts also came out of this, right? The animal's population has doubled. So kangaroos in Australia have doubled in the last 6 years.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty phenomenal stuff.
I thought we had, like, all these things in place to stop them from procreating and stuff.
Oh, obviously not good enough. So I can understand, you know, why the Uruguayans are getting worried. But they've got a solution.
Oh, yeah.
There's some good news at the end of this tunnel.
What's
for the Uruguayans.
Solution? Not import any...
No, they're getting the their armed forces, the cows. They said there are 3.6 cows per person in Uruguay. So it's about 3.5 times cows to people in Uruguay.
Okay.
So if they take that into account, all they have to do is train 3 to 4 cows per person to fight against the 4 to 5 kangaroos, and they should be able to even up. But what
have
they're
they
missing,
never seen a kangaroo fight?
That's the thing. What they're missing, have they ever seen a cow fight? They're missing that these
they
cows.
Away.
Cows are known for what? Eating grass
and herding,
mooing.
Like walking around in herds, and we run. One runs, the others run too.
Absolutely, and they get milked. They've got no sort of attack or defense, really. But then we've got our full-grown kangaroos who are known for punching paragliders and...
Well, this is it, right? I just looked up the red kangaroo, right, which is our biggest kangaroo. Yeah. It has lightning-fast double kick that can tear you open from sternum to the top of your legs.
Yeah, I can't see any cow doing that, unless it drops from 40 metres up high.
If it can do that to us, I'm sure that it can at least knock the cow on its side and then the cow can't get back up.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, so, yeah. It's not going to happen.
Be afraid, Uruguay. Be very afraid. Skippy is coming for you.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With Claire and Sam.
Sam, I've got something that's going to make you happy on your Tuesday morning.
Oh, damn. Please do.
Two things that I know you really enjoy.
Oh, cash and beers.
Not quite. It does involve a food, not a drink.
Okay. Fruit.
But close. It is a fruit.
Yep.
We're talking about bananas this morning.
Yeah, great. Have one today.
Now, I also know not only do you love bananas, you also love ice cream.
Oh, hells yeah.
Ice cream is like your go-to for dessert.
Oh, I love my sweets.
What kind of ice cream do you eat? Just like vanilla?
No. Key one probably was cookies and cream. And then a slow second is vanilla.
Okay.
There's quite a gap between cookies and cream and everything else.
That's understandable. Mm. Well, did you know that there's actually a banana out there called the Blue Java?
Oh, right. No,
and
I don't know.
Very cute nickname is Ice Cream Banana.
Oh, that sounds way too good.
So apparently the flesh of this is like the outside skin is actually blue. And that's why they call it Blue Java.
Fair enough.
It has the consistency of ice cream.
Oh.
And it has
softness.
Yeah, and has flavor hits of vanilla. So a lot of people compare it to vanilla ice cream or vanilla pudding.
Okay, I like where this story is going, but I also like my quality of ice cream. So are we talking blue ribbon or are we talking connoisseur right now?
Look, I really want to try one of these to find out because it doesn't actually say. These come from Fiji. Apparently it's actually a Hawaiian banana originally and they're now over in Fiji and the Philippines and stuff.
Welcome.
As well as Central America, certain parts there. But this
banana, we don't have them here.
No, we don't
have
them here.
Claire, what the hell?
I know.
You were trying to make me happy.
I was.
I thought you were going to say, they're just down at Rossi's, so we're going to pop down there after
the show. I wish. No, I'm going to see how I go about getting one here. I don't know if you can import a banana.
You might have to ask Scott Morrison about that
one. There may be some issues. Maybe there's a reason why we don't have them here. Yeah. But apparently this banana gets its name from its blue-green skin when unripened and then gradually turns into a pale yellow to show that white-coloured flesh that can be eaten raw or cooked, apparently.
Ah, so it kind of turns into a normal banana.
Yeah, but it starts off blue. But how amazing would that be if you could, just
eat it? Yeah, that would be
dessert.
Great.
Like, dessert is dessert's really healthy that way.
That's a good point. If I could just eat a banana instead of having a bowl of ice cream every night, then I would definitely do that.
Apparently, here's three recipes they recommend on this website for eating these bananas.
Yeah.
Rice with fried banana and coconut.
Oh.
Avocado banana smoothie with chia seed. Can you imagine that? It'd be like an ice creamy type
smoothie.
Not
a fan of avocado, though.
We'll get rid of the avocado. It'd be like an ice cream smoothie.
Happy with that.
But there's no ice cream.
Like a nice little acai bowl.
Why do we not have this here? I'm surprised it hasn't been some sort of health company that's been like, we need to get this here so we can market it.
Probably cost $400 a kilo.
Probably. And you can also flambé the bananas, apparently.
What's flambé?
I think it's like where you light it on fire.
Oh, damn, that's cool.
Yeah. And you add cinnamon, apparently.
Oh, I just had a shocking realization.
What's wrong?
I forgot my lunch and my yogurt.
Oh, Sam!
I was just thinking about sweets, and I was like, oh, I got blueberry yogurt in the fridge, and I realized I left it at home!
No, you don't. Thank God, because that stuff stinks.
All right, let's go get a blue banana.
Okay, we're going to have to find these, seriously. I want to try one.
You're going to have to find it, because you promised me.
Fine.
It's my going away gift, even though you're the one that's going away.
This is The Catch-Up
with Claire and Sam.
Fools on stools. This is exactly what they've been labelled.
Yes.
It is our two leaders, Bill Shorten and Scott Morrison. They had their first big leaders debate last night over in Perth.
They
in
did,
WA.
Which was interesting, apparently. I missed it because I didn't even know what was happening.
Yeah.
It's politics.
To be honest, obviously we get our best reviews at this time of the morning from social media because social media don't sleep.
This is true.
It has been ridiculed because of the weird format Channel 7 decided to go with. Now, this is on news.com.au.
Mm.
They've got no affiliation with Channel 9 or anything. They're Foxtel, Fox Sports, all that type of thing. So
okay, cool.
At least they're not being too biased.
Yeah.
But it was a weird format, and I watched the first 5 minutes before I wanted to go to bed. It just looked extremely strange, and apparently as the night evolved, it just got more and more frustrating for not only the people there watching it, but also the viewers at home.
Really?
Now, I'll set the scene, right? They were both seated on bar stools. They were so far apart, right? They were still looking, they were still on the television screen, but literally one was either side of the screen.
Oh, that's annoying.
With a large gap of, you know, the Channel 7 logos and stuff and blue in the background.
Well, something that I noticed is when they're doing recaps on TV this morning, they're putting both their faces together.
Like they're doing the cuts, the zoom in.
Yeah.
Which would have been nice last night, apparently. it reminded me of a scene from Julia Morris's Blind Dates. Like, you know, just the cheap bar stools, the cheap setting. And then you've got the moderators on one desk on the other side, and then you've got the two contestants, as you call them, the two leaders, sitting on bar stools answering questions. They almost needed some sort of podium.
Well, normally, I know like when America's done them and stuff, they have a podium. It's very presidential to do so.
Yeah. I feel like we could probably, we shouldn't take much from the US, but we should take something.
Yeah.
We should
there's
take
laid
that.
Back and then there's two men on bar stools sitting opposite sides.
Yeah, you may as well go to a pub.
Yeah.
That would actually make it look more normal if they've got a beer
in hand.
And the last question has to be, who can neck this the quickest? Because neither of them can drink that well at all.
Oh, really?
Scott Morrison just the other day refused to neck a beer at a pub.
Oh.
Absolutely copped it. Then there was other people not only criticising, you know, what was going on with the leaders, but also just the way the hosts handled it.
Okay.
Basil Zemplis was doing all the hosting.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the moderators who were the political editors, the political commentators.
Yeah, yep.
And there wasn't enough real debate. The moderators weren't pushing for a proper answer. There was too much.
Okay.
What we normally see in a press conference is to-ing and fro-ing.
Yeah.
Going, I blame you for this, I blame you for this. Whether no one really took ownership of what they really wanted to put out there, and the moderators weren't pushing for answers. They were just pushing for a response.
Yeah. Do we know what kind of stuff they tried to debate at least? Like, was there anything actually worth a debate in there?
Yeah, there were things about asylum seekers.
Okay,
obviously standard stuff like the economy.
Do they speak about
jobs,
the childcare side of things as well? Because I do know that Labor came out recently promising a whole heap of childcare rebates.
Yeah, so also with that, Labor promised 20% increase in all childcare workers'
pay,
and obviously a discount in the cost of childcare. Mm. That. In this article has not come up.
Okay.
I'll have to find out more maybe later.
You know what? If they didn't speak about it last night, I highly doubt that they won't speak about it at some point throughout this whole debate series.
Oh, yeah. There's probably a list that they get told that there will be a discussion about, and maybe because this childcare thing was probably a bit later down the path of compared to the other stuff that was spoken about recently when they first started their election, you know, trail. It might have just got missed, but
we'll have to wait and see what the next one's like, I think.
Well, it is in Brisbane on Friday. Hopefully it does improve because this one obviously didn't get too many reviews. And just like to say, Shorten won the night. 25 chose the opposition leader.
Oh, really?
And 12 only chose the prime minister. But this is the big thing here. 11 people in the audience, undecided.
Well, I mean, when you're watching two babies fight, it's a bit hard to decide which one's right, isn't it?
It just proves how much of a failure last night.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With Claire and Sam.
You know that I love finding myself a good bargain or a good freebie.
Gee whiz. I've heard of the sites Ozbargain and other ones like that, but you are the epitome of all of those combined.
If I can get something for free or cheap, I will. Not even going to lie, I've already gone onto every baby nappy website and ordered myself a free trial.
At different times? Or they all start at the same time so you've got excess nappies?
No. So they send you out like one free nappy.
Oh, okay.
Just one. Sometimes three. It just depends on the brand.
I know you've saved a lot, but how much are you saving there?
Look, I don't know how much it works out to be per nappy. It's like $30 a box for like, I don't know, 100. So
30 cents a nappy.
Something
oh
like that,
my
yeah.
God. But this one you found is quite decent.
Yes. Now, this one I found yesterday on Spotify. So if you have
a
Spotify.
Not a nappy.
No, it's not a nappy.
A discount, a bargain.
If you have a Spotify account already, a family account I'm talking about
here.
Yeah,
specifically family account.
Then you get yourself a freebie without having to do really anything except for letting them know you want the freebie.
Pretty good.
Right now, if you become a Spotify premium family member, so it's like $18 a month or something, right?
Yeah. The holder of that family pass, not just anyone.
No, if you're the holder of that family pass, you get for a limited time the Google Home Mini for free.
Google Home Mini? Mm-hmm. That's valued at what, $100?
It's $89, $79.
There we go. Not bad.
Now, you don't pay postage. You don't pay anything else.
That's amazing.
You literally get it for free as long as you are one of these premium for family members.
I have $50.
There you go. So the thing is, right, I wasn't on a family plan because it's only me that listens to it.
Yeah. You need to get five people probably.
Well, you don't have to have any people.
But it costs. You want to make it worth your bang for your buck.
In saying that, it was $7 more a month than my current plan.
Ooh.
So.
What have you done?
I've signed up for a month on the family plan.
Dodgy.
And then in a month's time, I'll drop back down.
Dodgy.
But I also ordered myself a Google Home Mini last night for free.
So
it's
dodgy.
On its way. Google sent me the receipt and everything.
You are so dodgy, Claire. You are rorting the system.
So if you just Google...
It's theft.
No, it's not.
000.
It's not theft at all. If you Google Spotify and go and Google Home Mini, there's nothing in the terms and conditions that states I have to stay on this plan. There's nothing about anything. And I found out the reason why they're doing this.
Hit me.
9 hours ago, it was reported that Spotify was the first... to 100 million paid subscribers.
Whoa. Imagine those dollars.
The first to get 100 million subscribers.
And Google Home is just jumping all over that going, let's partner up, cowboy.
Well, I mean, if you get a free Google Home Mini, of course you're going to, like, people are going to do it.
Mm.
So I told all my friends about this last night.
And they must be obviously subsidized by Spotify.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I'm sure it's not all Spotify.
More than anything, like, you can use your Google Home to say, hey, can you play this on Spotify? That's what I do at home.
Mm, yeah.
So I started showing all my friends last night. I like harassed probably 10 or 15 people. I was like, hey, just so you know.
More than that. We've got a Facebook group. You told everyone on that too. A few people got excited.
People need to know about this.
You told
me. It is a freebie. Mm. I did tell you. You don't own your family account though.
No, I am one of the sons on the family account. Yeah. My mate is the dad. So he's got it coming.
For anyone who already has the family, like the premium for family and pays it anyway every month, you don't have to do anything, which is awesome.
So how do you get it? What do you get?
So basically, once you have become a premium family member, you just have to go to the Spotify website and it says, there's like a little section that says already have a family account, get your Google Home Mini for free.
Holy Crayola, that's awesome.
And then you just log in, like put in your details, sign into Google, and Google sends it to you.
So anyone listening that has a family account, Claire has just gifted you a free Google Home Mini.
You can thank me later.
Sam's, my mate didn't thank me.
Yeah, hubby Sam's not thanking me.
Why not? Oh, because he doesn't like them, does he?
Well, he's like, you've already got one. What do you need another one for? Why do we pay $7 for another? And I was like, because it was $7.
So you look at that as going, it's a saving of $43. But he'll go, that's a spending of $7.
Pretty much how it went down.
I'm with him.
Sam.
Right now.
Radio. The most popular entertainment show.
Gotta get.
Dean McCarthy, live from LA with Claire and Sam.
Check this.
Go!
Our sexy Hollywood correspondent joins us on the phone right now. Morning, Dino.
Morning, Dean.
Hello, guys. Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Dean, can we start off this morning talking about Meghan and Harry? Now, there's obviously rumour that they're about to give birth, but there's some other stuff that's happened recently as well, hasn't there?
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, they are getting ready to give birth. So what that meant was they could not attend Idris Elba's wedding. They are very close friends with him. He's a British actor. Actually, he attended their wedding, which was really fabulous. So what they did, because they couldn't be there, the next best thing, a $12,000 gift.
What?
They gave, it's kind of like a, I don't know if it's a painting or a picture, but it's a picture kind of thing of this woman and there's some writing on it. I think it's hideous. I would not give $12 for it, let alone $12,000 for it. But you know what? It's a gift from the future, current prince and princess, so it's got to be worth something already.
Yeah, still cheap, mate. Pretty cheap.
See, this is the difference
they
between...
can afford better.
This is the difference between royalty and normal humans like myself. I missed a wedding last weekend. Yep. I haven't said congrats yet.
I know.
But Claire did send...
They won't be able to re-gift that, though, will they?
No.
Claire's sent... Claire sent the wedding she missed $12 worth of scratches.
No, I haven't sent anything.
Nice
I haven't
you,
even sent a card.
Gee, yeah, get onto that. Get onto
anyway.
That. I reckon that's cheap by the Royals. I can do a lot more than 12 grand.
Not much.
To a good friend who obviously already has everything Idris Elba does, but oh well. Mate, Pete Davidson, obviously that big fallout with Ariana Grande, say 6 months ago. He moved on pretty quickly with Kate Beckinsale. How's that relationship going?
Unfortunately, it's not going very well at all. In fact, over. So Pete Davidson and Kate Beckinsale are done and dusted, which is a shame, actually, because they seemed like they were a really cool couple. She's awesome, by the way. I've never met him or anything, but she's really, really, really cool. And a lot of my friends know her well. She lives in LA and lived here for a long time. So she's really cool. But it didn't work out, unfortunately. And of course, as always, he's making fun of it and himself on SNL every week. So stay tuned.
Yeah, so he's continuing that controversial fashion that he does with SNL.
Yep, as always.
It is sad too, because Kate Beckinsale, she's a bit older too, so she's obviously matured. She would be a good, probably, fit for Pete Davidson, almost a mother-son relationship.
I agree.
Just control him a bit, but he'll do what he wants.
Is that what you need? Do you need a Kate Beckinsale in your life, Sam?
I would love Kate Beckinsale in my life, Claire. Holy crap.
Oh, Dino, thank you very much for joining us again this morning, and we'll chat to you again tomorrow after 7:30.
Bye, guys.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With Claire and Sam.
If you are a fan of Woolies or Coles...
Yeah, I don't mind either.
There's a bit of a debate going on between them at the moment.
Mm.
Bit of a rivalry, as you'd say. Now, as we know, they love doing collectibles in both stores. You recently had the Disney collectibles in Woolies.
Stickies.
Stickies were in Coles.
Oh, damn it. I've tried and I failed miserably.
I just said Disney collectibles.
I thought they were called stickies.
No, that's totally
What was
different.
I collecting for you? Stickies.
No, Disney collectibles.
Damn it.
They were Disney.
Yeah.
Didn't you see the pictures? Anyway, whatever.
I didn't look.
So
I just said to the attendant, can I have 6 stickies?
Really?
Damn it, they're not tiles. I mean, they're not stickies.
They're tiles, yeah. So you asked for tiles.
Thank you.
Anyway, moving on.
Came up on the screen. You couldn't get rid of it until you chose.
Yeah, you could. You could just say yes or no.
Oh.
Anyway, moving on. So they have been doing lots of collectibles recently, Coles especially. They've done these stickies, as you said, and mini collectibles for ages for the kids. Mm. Now, it looks
great
like...
Great marketing ploy.
Yeah, Coles has done pretty well with it, and so they've decided to do an adult version at the moment.
Oh.
So for the past week, they've had a new one going on where, for the adults, it's an incentive to get customers through the door, apparently, and to help the environment, because they have had a bit of backlash about the fact everything's plastic.
Yeah.
So they're doing these plastic container system points. So, for instance, if you spend $20 in store, mm-hmm. you'll get a certain amount of container credits.
Are we talking proper Tupperware containers or Chinese containers?
This is it. So they're basically giving you these credits, which when you add them all up can lead to proper Tupperware containers. Not Tupperware branded, but proper containers.
Coles branded.
Yeah. And so basically these things apparently are leak proof, microwave safe, dishwasher safe, freezer safe and BPA free.
Mm-hmm.
And they come in five sizes. So there's five different ones to collect. Now, I don't know how many points you need to accumulate to collect even one, let alone five. I'd say it would be a bit. But apparently, a Coles spokesperson said, Coles is absolutely passionate about reducing food waste and saving our environment. We know our customers love collectible programs. We think this is one they're all going to love. So you need a Flybuys card to redeem these container credits in store. And once you've got enough, you can get a container in the size you'd like, pretty much. And it's going to run for 3 months. So it's a lot of containers and a lot of money spent. Apparently, it also comes with, like, this suction thing that takes all the air out of the container.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a pump. It's weird.
Oh, a pump.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So, if you are a Flybuys member, you can go down there and grab yourself a container eventually.
So, where's Woolies come into this?
Well, Woolworths aren't doing another promotion at the moment. They don't see the point in it. But what they have done is they've started a plastic war. Because as much as Coles are giving away these free containers when you spend a certain amount in store... Woolies have marked down their branded containers. I think they're called Bake It is their brand.
Ah, smart.
So they've had a markdown and you can now get a whole heap of these containers for just $5.
Whoa.
So if there's any left in store, you'd be able to get yourself a pretty good deal without having to spend $20 somewhere and then collecting points.
They've done a Bunnings, haven't they?
Yeah. The only thing is...
Beat it by 10%.
Exactly. These ones don't have that pump thing so that you can take the air out of them. They're just a container.
Mm.
Either way, though, they're both just trying to fight each other on a container. They're still giving away plastic. Like, let's be honest.
I want to see when Rossi's in that will get involved in this. They don't need
you know
to
what?
Do that.
They don't need to, and they're I focused, don't think they ever would.
And that's what's the important thing here. They're focused on selling their products
customer
rather
loyalty.
Than trying to get all these extra little frills involved.
Yeah.
Focus on what you do best.
Either way, if you want to get yourself some cheap containers, head to Woolies at the moment, or if you want to spend $20, you can at Coles. Up to you.
Leading Edge Computers presents Tech Tuesday.
Where you always get switched on service.
Yeah, that's right. And the lovely Tegan joins us on the phone this morning from Leading Edge Computers. Good morning, Teagues. How are you?
Morning, Tegan.
Good morning, guys. How are you going? Well, thanks.
Good.
Good luck with getting the kids to school this morning,
yes,
mate.
Yes, first day back.
Thank you. They are hesitating, yeah.
But you are not, and that's the main thing. Hey,
that's right.
Let's get straight into the news. And when I read this, it's pretty exciting
pretty
stuff
excited,
for me.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this because I always need a pee during the cricket, and I might actually know when to.
That's right. Cricket commentators might soon be telling you the best time to take a bathroom break or avoid taking one during games based on AI predictions of when a wicket is likely to fall.
Yeah.
Google-based artificial intelligence bot called Monty has been deployed to gather data using 83 unique variables for every single ball bowled, and then it predicts when and how wickets will fall. It's scary, isn't it? Monty has already correctly predicted almost 500 wickets across international cricket matches, with an accuracy of 83%.
Is that accurate enough, though? Like, if you go to go to the bathroom because they say there's not going to be something, and then, you know.
If you can't wait till tea break, I would take 83%.
Yeah. Okay.
83% is pretty good. Yeah, look, it's going to be integrated into broadcast this coming summer, so it'll be interesting to see how it works.
Absolutely.
So does that mean we'll have it in time for the Ashes?
Yes, sounds like it.
Ooh. Hey, let's get back off sport, more onto my thing, computers. When it comes to browsing, there's a whole heap of different shortcuts you can use, hey?
There are, and I love having a bunch of tabs open at the same time. I'm bad for that. I like to see everything that's going on. And if you want to open a new tab in your internet browser, it's pretty easy. You can always click on that little plus icon next to the current tabs, or you can use a shortcut. It's a really easy one. Control-T on Windows or Command-T on Mac. And Claire, you'll like that one because the T does correspond to tab.
It does too. It does correspond. Yes.
But sometimes you might have accidentally closed the tab that you still need. So I find that really frustrating. You can use the same shortcut, but just add the shift key to reopen the last tab that you closed.
So is it control shift T?
Yeah, exactly. Control shift T. On some browsers, control Z also works.
Okay.
Oh, very nice.
The control shift T is the official one.
Having multiple tabs open is the best thing. I've got the weather at the moment, Facebook, seek.com.au.
You know what I hate is, when you accidentally shut one and you're like, what are you doing? Why have you got Seek open?
I was waiting. I'm glad you two picked up on that. I'm kidding. I don't have Seek open. I'm happy in my job. Just like you are at Leading Edge Computers.
So happy, Sam.
Sorry, I didn't sell that, did I?
No.
What are you selling down at Leading Edge Computers? We've got Mother's Day coming up next Sunday, don't we?
We sure do. We've got three awesome gift ideas this week. Ooh. We have 25% off Beats Solo 3 headphones.
Oh, nice.
They were $3.99, now down to $2.99 while stocks last on those. We have 20% off HP Sprocket portable printers. Those are those little ones that don't need ink. They're about the size of a credit card.
Oh, cool.
While stocks last on those ones. And we've got 10% off Yuli Boom 3 speakers right up until Mother's Day on Sunday, the 12th of May.
Hang on. How do these portable printers work? They're a size of a credit card.
They're pretty amazing.
They're a little bit thicker, admitted, but they're around the size, take up about the same amount of space as a credit card.
That is sensational.
They use zero ink technology. It uses thermal and pressure to create the different colours, and it works via Bluetooth.
Oh my God, that is solved. Everyone's printing woes. These giant things that you've got that, you know, cost an arm and a leg to fix.
It doesn't really print things that are little as well. You can't print an A3 sheet from the little printer.
Oh, I was hoping for A2.
I mean, at the same time, you wouldn't want to print a document onto something the size of a credit card, would you? It's more for printing photos, like little photos and stuff.
That's
cool,
right,
though.
Exactly.
I really like
they are very cool.
Tegan, we might need to talk off air because I haven't got Sam a present for his birthday yet.
It's coming up on Thursday. Tegan, what have you got me, Tegan? Is that why you've avoided the studio this morning?
It's a surprise. You'll have to wait and see.
Hey,
Tegan from Leading Edge Computers, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much, guys.
Hey, Tegan will be joining us again next week in the studio. I might get you one for your birthday.
Added her to my expectant present list, Tegan from Leading Edge Computers, because she said a surprise is coming. So I expect a surprise, Tegan, if you're listening.
I planned a whole heap for your birthday and then forgot about it, so, you know.
Yeah, that's fine. To be honest, you know me, I'm not a massive birthday person.
No, we do need to talk about this, though. We'll talk about this tomorrow. Anyway.
Right, look forward to it.
Want more Claire and Sam? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.